timeout.
Oh, right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
Mike and Pat, the hosts of the Crash Dummies podcast.
I was born in Nigeria, actually.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was in Nigerian boarding school for like 3 years. It's like a prison sentence. We were trying to prison break our way out of there because they took our passports. So I was trying to like have people send me money so I can find a new passport.
Wait. You were in Nigeria trying to have people send you money?
Yeah, trying to escape.
Sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Luggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden is coming back to Wisconsin. The White House says the president will be in Milwaukee on Wednesday to talk about his initiatives to help small businesses. It'll be Biden's third visit to Wisconsin this year, and it's a sign of how important Wisconsin is in next year's presidential race. Biden leads Donald Trump 50-48 in Wisconsin in the latest Marquette poll. It could cost as much as $1 billion to replace all lead water lines throughout the state of Wisconsin. That's according to new estimates from the State Department of Natural Resources. There are around 150,000 lead service pipes throughout the state and another 229,000 that may have connections made out of lead. While the state did get federal funding to offset the cost, that federal money is only enough to replace around 95,000 lines. I'm Nate Luggehout, Civic Media News.
A.J. Dillon unlikely to play. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. A.J. Dillon has been the Packers' best running back this season, but we've learned on one of the last plays of the game Monday in New York, Dillon's right hand was crushed by a helmet. He now has a broken right thumb. Aaron Jones has been out a month with an MCL sprain. Is he ready yet?
I'm feeling a lot better. Got to move around today in practice and making great strides, so I'm going to take it day by day, but I feel I'm confident.
Wisconsin's volleyball team is is coming home. They lost in the semifinals last night in Tampa, 3-1 to the Texas Longhorns, who advanced to the finals against Nebraska on Sunday. The Badgers men's basketball team able to get another win at home, this time 75-60 over Jacksonville State. Wisconsin now 8-3. They return to the Kohl Center next Friday night against Chicago State. Badgers head coach Greg Gard.
We are going to have to really work to get things offensively because they're a good defensive team.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Meteorologist Rodney Price. Some fog early, cloudy skies, highs topping out in the upper 40s, light west winds. For your Sunday night, drizzle and then changing to a little bit of light snow, mostly cloudy skies, blustery winds out of the west, lows dropping to the upper 20s. It's 39 at our studios.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM. Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM. This is The Shaw, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
The Shaw, WAUK.
Lofi's Holiday Sweepstakes is back. The Bakers of Country Hearts would like to put a little more jingle in your holiday this season by giving you a chance to win one of two $500 prizes or the grand prize of $1,000. Winners will each receive a check that can be used for travel, gifts, or just celebrating with family and friends. Whatever makes your holiday more jolly. For complete rules and to enter for your chance to win, visit facebook.com/Lofi's Bread.
It's fully leaded education talk. Hard facts with a humorous twist. Check out Busted Pencils, Tuesdays at 7 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK, and on the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
This is The Shaw, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Thousands gathered in Tel Aviv calling on Hamas to release the rest of the hostages.
Make sure that these, all the kidnapped, are returned as soon as possible.
And according to Israeli authorities, UN aid trucks will be entering Gaza directly from Israeli territory starting today for the first time since the attack. Still no deal on additional military funding. CBS's Willie James Inman is at the White House.
The framework would be part of a multi-billion-dollar supplemental funding package that includes military aid for Israel and Ukraine. GOP lawmakers remain opposed without significant changes to immigration policy.
Wet weather for the East Coast.
That low pressure is going to rapidly deepen and continue to move northeastward right up through the East Coast over the next 24 to 36 hours.
National Weather Service meteorologist Zach Taylor, CBS News Brief. I'm Stacy Lynn.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The man who made a bomb threat to the state capitol building in 2018 has been sentenced to 3 years in prison. Terrace Grissom sent a letter to the Dane County District Attorney's office at the time saying there was a bomb in then Governor Scott Walker's office. Grissom pled guilty to the charge earlier this month. Online shoppers should look out for scam artists. Courtney Ann Clam is a fraud expert with AARP Wisconsin. She says it's clear more people need to learn the red flags.
We talk about ads on social media. It's sometimes really difficult to discern if that's real or not. You know, the landscape is always shifting. People are maybe not keeping up as much as they should be on some of those new tactics.
She says only 28% passed a recent AARP quiz about warning signs for shopping and gift card scams. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
UPUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous, as in,
Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some fog early, cloudy skies, highs topping out in the upper 40s, light west winds. For your Sunday night, drizzle and then changing to a little bit of light snow, mostly cloudy skies, blustery winds out of the west, lows dropping to the upper 20s. It's 39 at our studios.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The Shaw, WAUK. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Dane County Executive Joe Parisi. Joe, let me ask you. You've made a little news. You have declared what in regard to the Twitter, now known as the X, and the Dane County Municipal accounts. Joe, have you banned Twitter?
Well, we're no longer going to be using Twitter, I think is probably the...
Is that the same as banning Twitter, sir?
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
This is The Shaw, WAUK.
Guys, stop putting your love life on hold. U.S. Pharmacy has some exciting news. If you've been wanting to try Viagra or Cialis, now is the perfect time. Call today and receive 50 little blue or yellow pills for only $120 with free shipping. Why order some low-dose sildenafil from one of those subscription services when we can give you what you want now? Call 1-800-990-6271 and we'll rush your order. Discreetly packaged to your door. Been thinking about trying Viagra or Cialis? Call U.S. Pharmacy at 1-800-990-6271 for as little as $120 for 50 pills. Need your package in a hurry? Call 1-800-990-6271 and ask about our express shipping option, and we will rush your order to you as soon as possible. Save money on the little blue or yellow pill you've been wanting to try. Again, 1-800-990-6271 now. That's 1-800-990-6271.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Tune into The Empowered Caregiver with me, Liza Hellenbrand, every Wednesday evening at 7.
On 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
We'll be right back.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Stacy Lynn. Thousands gathered in Tel Aviv, calling for the remaining hostages to be brought home safely after we learned Israeli forces mistakenly killed three of them. Here's correspondent Wendy Gillette.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu seemingly confirmed renewed negotiations led by Qatar to try to free the hostages are underway. CBS News has learned Israel's spy chief and Qatar's prime minister met Friday night in France. Netanyahu said the accidental killings of the three hostages broke his heart, but reiterated there will be no change in the country's offensive against Hamas.
Our Matt Piper with the latest round of deal or no deal in Washington.
A deal would bring two priorities for President Biden, funding for Ukraine and Israel. Also tied to the funding, security at the U.S.-Mexico border, something Republicans say they want to see in the package. The Senate is delaying its holiday break, which had been due to start this past Friday, and could convene as soon as Monday to give negotiators time to reach an agreement.
Rain gear will be a necessity today if you live in the Mid-Atlantic or New England. A big wet storm system is moving up the East Coast. National Weather Service meteorologist Zach Taylor.
We're expecting wide range of weather hazards, including heavy rainfall, potentially flash flooding, coastal flooding issues with strong onshore flow and high winds as well with the system.
Even though inflation and unemployment have gone down, many Americans are still riding the struggle bus when it comes to our bank accounts. Here's correspondent Michael George.
The recession some feared was imminent hasn't happened.
The U.S. economy has really defied all expectations.
Bankrate.com's chief financial analyst, Greg McBride, explains why not everyone is feeling optimistic.
People aren't feeling it because prices are a lot higher than they were 2 or 3 years ago.
The cost of food, for example, hasn't dropped back to pre-pandemic levels.
It's a birthday fit for a king, or pope. CBS's Sabina Castelfranco is in Rome.
Pope Francis celebrated his 87th birthday today, addressing the crowds in St. Peter's Square as customary on a Sunday. The Pope has had a number of health scares this month, including acute bronchitis, which forced him to cancel a trip to Dubai for the UN climate conference. But he has said he has never considered resigning this year.
And on his 87th birthday today, he also spent a few moments with some children and their families. They presented him with a large birthday cake and sang, "Happy Birthday." This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
This holiday season, visit Boot Barn for top quality gifts that pay tribute to the lasting heritage of the West. From handcrafted cowboy boots and American-made felt hats to hand-stitched leather jackets, our in-store experts will help guide you as you shop, assisting with boot fitting and providing complimentary hat shaping. This holiday, share a piece of the American spirit. Boot Barn. Unwrap the West.
Some intimate parts need the gentle, easy trim of a Gillette trimmer, and some need the closeness and comfort of a Gillette Intimate Razor, while others need a Gillette Anti-Chafe Stick. Gillette Intimate, the best a man can get down there. Buy now.
Halloween is over, but hiring is still a bit scary. Indeed's end-to-end solution helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates. Sponsor a job and instantly receive a short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credits.
Also feel comfortable with kids singing and, you know, purporting a message of, you know, unity and diversity in this time of year.
But, you know, and so we're going to do that when we get back.
The Shaw, WAUK. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself.
This is The Shaw, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Thousands gathered in Tel Aviv calling on Hamas to release the rest of the hostages.
Make sure that all the kidnapped are returned as soon as possible.
And according to Israeli authorities, UN aid trucks will be entering Gaza directly from Israeli territory starting today for the first time since the attack. Still no deal on additional military funding. CBS's Willie James Inman is at the White House.
The framework would be part of a multi-billion dollar supplemental funding package that includes military aid for Israel and Ukraine. GOP lawmakers remain opposed without significant changes to immigration policy.
Wet weather for the East Coast.
That low pressure is going to rapidly deepen and continue to move northeastward right up through the East Coast over the next 24 to 36 hours.
National Weather Service meteorologist Zach Taylor. CBS News Brief. I'm Stacy Lynn.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The man who made a bomb threat to the state capitol building in 2018 has been sentenced to 3 years in prison. Terrence Grissom sent a letter to the Dane County District Attorney's office at the time saying there was a bomb in then-Governor Scott Walker's office. Grissom pled guilty to the charge earlier this month. Online shoppers should look out for scam artists. Courtney Ann Clam is a fraud expert with AARP Wisconsin. She says it's clear more people need to learn the red flags.
We talk about ads on social media. It's sometimes really difficult to discern if that's real or not. You know, the landscape is always shifting. People are maybe not keeping up as much as they should be on some of those new tactics.
She says only 28% passed a recent AARP quiz about warning signs for shopping and gift card scams. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous, as in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some fog early, cloudy skies, highs topping out in the upper 40s, light west winds. For your Sunday night, drizzle and then changing to a little bit of light snow, mostly cloudy skies, blustery winds out of the west, lows dropping to the upper 20s. It's 39 at our studios.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The Shaw, WAUK. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Dane County Executive Joe Parisi. Joe, let me ask you. You've made a little news. You have declared what in regard to the Twitter, now known as the X, and the Dane County municipal accounts. Joe, have you banned Twitter?
Well, we're no longer going to be using Twitter, I think is probably the...
Is that the same as banning Twitter, sir?
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. Your home of the Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
This is The Shaw, WAUK.
Guys, stop putting your love life on hold. U.S. Pharmacy has some exciting news. If you've been wanting to try Viagra or Cialis, now is the perfect time. Call today and receive 50 little blue or yellow pills for only $120 with free shipping. Why order some low-dose sildenafil from one of those subscription services when we can give you what you want now? Call 1-800-990-6271 and we'll rush your order discreetly package to your door. Been thinking about trying Viagra or Cialis? Call U.S. Pharmacy at 1-800-990-6271 for as little as $120 for 50 pills. Need your package in a hurry? Call 1-800-990-6271 and ask about our express shipping option, and we will rush your order to you as soon as possible. Save money on the little blue or yellow pill you've been wanting to try. Again, 1-800-990-6271 now. That's 1-800-990-6271.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Tune into The Empowered Caregiver with me, Liza Hellenbrand, every Wednesday evening at 7.
On 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn. The humanitarian crisis in Gaza worsens by the day. BBC correspondent Frank Gardner in Jerusalem on where ceasefire and hostage negotiations now stand.
Hamas are saying there can be no negotiations until Israel pauses its military operations in Gaza, which are having a devastating effect on the population there, not only in terms of the incredibly high death toll, nearly 19,000, but the mass displacement of people, nearly 2 million Gazans, nearly everybody in Gaza is displaced.
Back in Washington, still no deal on additional military funding for Israel and Ukraine. The Senate's expected to vote in the coming week. CBS's Willie James Inman is at the White House.
Even if a deal is struck with Senate Republicans, the House still gets a say. And some House Republicans have indicated that they want things such as border wall construction and the Trump-era Remain in Mexico policy to be part of the legislation.
National Weather Service meteorologist Zach Taylor on who may see some white stuff.
We're looking at a pretty significant lake effect snow event developing for much of the Great Lakes, as well as portions of the central Appalachians, portions of West Virginia, Western Maryland, and even as far south as Western North Carolina could see some heavy snowfall developing late Sunday through early Tuesday.
Alex Jones with a proposal to Sandy Hook families.
Conspiracy theorist Alex Jones is asking the Sandy Hook families to accept a small fraction of what they're owed.
He was ordered to pay them $1.5 billion for defamation, but he's offering $55 million over 10 years. The families that settle would also receive 70% of the money Jones raises by selling personal property not exempt from bankruptcy law. In exchange, they would give up all legal claims against him or any related party. Jones is appealing the $1.5 billion in lawsuit awards to the families and has insisted his comments about the shooting were protected by free speech. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Well, it is beginning to look a lot like Christmas on the roads and in the sky, with a lot of people able to do their work remotely. More are extending their holiday vacays, beginning trips earlier and staying later. While busy already 8 days out, CBS's Elise Preston tells us when it's going to be most crowded.
Fridays and Saturdays used to be the peak travel days during the holidays, but the FAA says the Christmas crunch will actually be Wednesdays and Thursdays this year.
115 million Americans will travel between December 23rd and January 1st. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform, you need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
At Grainger, we're for the ones who specialize in saving the day and for the ones who've mastered the art of keeping business moving. We offer industrial-grade supplies for every industry, with same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders, all backed by real people ready to help. So you can get the right answers and products right when you need them. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, this is Travis Kelce, NFL tight end and proud member of the Lowe's Home Team. Lowe's knows when you've got the best price, you've already won. That's why we offer the lowest price guarantee. If you find a better price online or in-store, we'll match it. Now you can score on the top brands from the Lowe's Home Team picks, like Scott's, LG, and DeWalt. So take on your projects with confidence. Lowe's is the exclusive home improvement retail partner of the NFL.
Price match applies to same item, current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at Lowe's.com/lowest price guarantee.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some fog early, cloudy skies, highs topping out in the upper 40s, light west winds. For your Sunday night, drizzle and then changing to a little bit of light snow, mostly cloudy skies, blustery winds out of the west, lows dropping to the upper 20s. It's 39 at our studios.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
The Shaw, WAUK.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
The Todd Allbush Show.
Even Republican women, when they walk into that booth, that reversal of RVW is going to walk in with them, because that cuts to the very essence of what a woman is and what she can be and what she can decide. To speak in Wisconsin terminology, the reversal of Roe v. Wade is the right bower for Democrats. That's a Euchre reference.
That is spot on. You nailed it, John Roach, once again.
The Todd Allbush Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitler. Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Johnny Lupinacci, educated educators talking education.
Oh, and we're back. Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. The number 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Our guest, Nancy Flanagan, her blog, Teacher in a Strange Land, The Problem with Jingle Bells, L.A. Tom. We appreciated your call. We're going to address it. And so, you know, a couple of different ways we were talking about this over the break, Nancy and Johnny. But so Nancy, does Tom have a point about teachers being tired of every time content comes up? Oh, my goodness, I can't do that. I mean, you know. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. That's the big thing right now. Books, ways, mm-hmm. Instructional techniques, stories that you tell that enrich, your curriculum. It's a huge, huge deal. And I try really hard when I think and write about education not to be an alarmist, but I think we're at a really terrible point right now where teachers almost can't do anything. there's somebody who wants to backstop everything that they're doing, and it's just not good. There are things that before the break we were talking about things that people don't know about music. One of the things that I used to teach my students was that the national anthem is set to an old British drinking song. And I would have the words, which don't make a lot of sense to kids in 2023, but it's just a tune. It's a cultural icon. And why would we choose that tune? Well, because it was a tune everybody knew, and we put words to it. And what does that really mean? So I promised I would tell you a story, and it's a story about being a middle school band teacher. And a few years ago, I was working with my students on a tune called A Light in the Window, and it was supposed to be a song that illustrated the Underground Railway and how people looked for a light in the window. And the song near the end quoted the spiritual steal away to Jesus. And I told my students, this is a little quote. It's kind of cool. They took this little hymn tune and stuck, six measures of it in this middle school band piece. And one of my kids raised his hand and he said, Mrs. Flanagan, did slaves believe in Jesus? And why would they believe in Jesus? And then another kid said, if you were enslaved, wouldn't you want to be looking forward to a better world? And of course, I'm just standing on the podium holding my baton, and I'm thinking, okay, here's the lesson. The kids just taught it. They figured out why, what power music has to enlighten people, to give people hope, to be festive, to make people sad. When you go to a funeral, nobody cries until people start singing Amazing Grace. And then, the waterworks happen. It's a powerful, powerful tool. And people have used it for good and for evil for a long time. So it's no wonder that parents want to control it now, or some small segment of parents.
Well, you say, and what they're trying to control, is think about what the way you said that is. The students themselves kind of took over in that story, you said, and taught everything there was to be known. And again, with a reference to Jesus, but not indoctrinating towards Christianity. But again, the history of the song, and I think about that and go, this music, you say, first of all, the show Busted Pencils, we say we make fun, but it is. it itself. We put punk rock music in there because we very much intentionally are trying to evoke a sense of going like, you know, we want to be a little bit in your face and making you a little bit uncomfortable, God forbid. And, you know, here it is. If this song, but if Jingle Bells, you know, makes you a little uncomfortable when you find out the history, I come back and go, Tom, let's not be worried so much. We appreciate you being worried about tired teachers. How about, though, the empowerment, when you said back to this, the history of this song, the reality that it that I can teach Jingle Bells in the holiday season. And I actually, I think more often than not, most people would quote teach Jingle Bells in isolation with no context, no nothing, mm-hmm. except it's a fun song. And here we are now, Nancy, learning and going, look at how relevant it is to learning history. And now even a part of what you just said today, the conversation around what we're allowed to teach and what we're not allowed to teach. What a great example for me as a social studies educator who really comes from the framework of saying, whatever we do, we have to link it to the present moment when we're teaching things about the past. Here's a powerful example. Johnny, I see Johnny getting ready to chime in there, man.
I love where this is going because it's a special moment. I mean, we're going through an awakening. We're in the largest social uprising of all of our lifetime. And sure, it's inspired by generational efforts to draw attention to inequality and to unjust suffering. And the commitment that this generation of teachers, and I say that spanning generations, but people in the profession of teaching, whether they're mentoring at the end of their careers or they're just coming in, there is a moment right now in education where we're really committed to something we've been committed to for a long time, not just knowing about it, but doing something different about it. That's messy. That's hard. And it's exciting when we get to talk about it because we're learning how to do better in schools. And we're and I'm with Nancy. The ways that teachers are backstopped right now, it just feels like there's not a move they can make. And that's not a learning space. Yeah. That's not a space where they can say, hey, we're going to try this. We're going to go with Jingle Bells, but we're also going to teach about the backstories. And we're going to be really open about some of the things that could be put forward, but also that we don't want to continue about certain things. And for me, like Jingle Bells kind of falls right on that line, right? Mm-hmm. It's not overtly like we are reciting racist language and terms and the song taking us back to particular moments. However, it's pretty close to it. So the kind of awareness that teachers have talking through that and sharing that every song in the world has a story. Every story is political and cultural. Mm-hmm. And so we're really teaching this thoughtful, critical awareness that we're also learning to do as teachers, right? So it's a special moment and it's, and, you know, it's so good to have these conversations and not land immediately on cancel it, shut it down. Mm. You know, there's that cultural phrase I grew up with, don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. Mm. Okay, we want to change the bathwater out of racism, of sexism, of hatred and these things. Absolutely. No doubt about it. But there's something there, right, in terms of song, in terms of sharing melodies, in terms of experiencing joy in the eros of being in music with one another that we don't want to throw away in the process. And so, you know, that's what music teachers and teachers in general, and hopefully parents listening, like that's the things you're also committed to as we, you know, co-raise the future citizens of a great country like we live in, right? This is how we learn to be in the mess that is embracing diversity. So I get excited about it and it's hard. I love that we're here advocating for teachers, right, to have that space to also be learners in it, right? And recognize that moment we're in where it's like, hey, it's not one way or the other. It's this, how do we learn together to do differently in thoughtful ways?
I was going to say, it sounds like advocacy for learning, Nancy, as much as anything, right? I mean, this is learning.
Yeah, yeah, it's powerful stuff, but it's also dangerous. And I mean... To some people, you know, the more we open these conversations up, the more judged they feel, or the more panicky they feel that, well, you know, this is dangerous. This may not turn out exactly the way I want it to. I am always amused when parents think that teachers can control students, you know, impressions and thinking. It really is funny because we're just one little slice of all of the things that they run up against musically and socially. And
yeah, I know. It's like, as you point out, it's like, boy, if only we had as much influence sometimes as some of these parent groups are trying to put on us, because you're sitting there going, my goodness, if I had that amount, if I had a fifth, 5% of the power they're saying I have, my classroom would be a lot more managed, and we might actually, I might be sending home more homework or things like that. You know, we just don't be, but it's not because teachers are out of control. It's just, as you said, it's a social setting, and kids bring everything that they live at home, how those are going. You get 20 to 27 to 29 of those people in a classroom with it. And it's a little society of diversity, as Johnny points out, diversity of thought. And as a teacher, though, the moment and remembering what you're supposed to do, we're there to create situations in which students can learn. And I think here what we're saying, there is a lot of magic in being able to allow kids to dig deep and to learn. As you said, Nancy, sometimes even too, they're perfectly fine and may even teach us some things every so often. If we let them run with this, we give them an opportunity. But, you know, here we are. We're singing Jingle Bells. It's December. And I know, as I said, put it out there promoting the show today, you know, Jingle Bells canceled, ? People are like, oh my God, here we go. Now we're canceling Jingle Bells. Or as one person was like, Tim, that's just clickbait. You're just trying to get people to, you know, I'm like, well, yeah, there was probably a little bit of a clickbait there, but is there a potential, and there is a little bit of that history of the teaching side of this, though, Nancy, too, that you did cover in this piece where you said, you know, the person who, quote, first called attention to the potential of this song maybe being, you know, on the offensive side, she herself had a history over time moment of saying, oh, wait, give us a little more on like, you know, the author who did the research.
Yeah, in a subsequent piece, after school started saying, okay, now we know we're canceling Jingle Bells. And she said, no, don't cancel Jingle Bells. You go ahead and use it, but maybe give a little background to it. So before we wind up this section, I want to do a pitch for the ACLU. They have a whole lot of materials for teachers about what it's okay to do and what it's not okay to do. Just go to their main website and their education. The author who has written a lot of this stuff is a guy named Charles Haynes. And when music teachers are worried about, you know, breaking the law, I send them there, because that's a really, really good resource and really trustworthy information about things that are inappropriate and things that are appropriate. And he makes a lot of suggestions, like, you know, talk this through with your students, see what they think, you know, challenge them to think about whether what they're singing or playing is not good literature. And my other tip would be, always go for good literature. If you are canceling everything except Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer, you're not doing a great job being a music educator.
Well, come on. Now that doesn't very speak wisely to the older people when we're running them over with reindeers, you know. I mean, come on. We're not anti-grandmas on this show. Nancy Flanagan, the blog, Teacher in a Strange Land, the problem with Jingle Bells. There's no problem with Jingle Bells. It is an opportunity to do more than just teach a silly song. And yes, the kids are going to say, Batman smells, Robin lays an egg. We know that, but that's part of it. But how about digging in, letting them learn a little bit more? Nancy Flanagan, the problem with Jingle Bells. We appreciate you. Thanks for busting pencils.
Oh, yes.
All you do.
Anytime.
All we do. And when we get back, Johnny and Tim break it down. Busted Pencils, back after the break.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Even Republican women, when they walk into that booth, that reversal of RVW is going to walk in with them, because that cuts to the very essence of what a woman is and what she can be and what she can decide. To speak in Wisconsin terminology, the reversal of Roe v. Wade is the right bower for Democrats. That's a Euchre reference.
That is spot on. You nailed it, John Roach, once again.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Your soulmate is somebody who, when you get...
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Tim and Johnny, proud supporters of PB&J, MLB, and of course, CRT. Educated educators talking education. This is Busted Pencils.
And it is Busted Pencils. Our guest... Thank you again, Nancy Flanagan. Great conversation. No, we're not canceling Jingle Bells, John. Relax, man.
Oh, man.
Nah, you know, and L.A. Oh. Tom. Hey, there is still the time. I mean, this is where Johnny and I typically break it down. 844-967-2789. Though, you are always welcome to call in at any time, you know, if there is out there. You know, and should we cancel the Jingle Bells, Batman Smells, Robin Lays an Egg version? Maybe it's time for that one to go, because I'm not sure Batman does really smell.
Well, I mean, and Tim, I mean, the whole cancel thing just, you know, to me gets to be misleading. And someone told you, hey, Tim, you're doing clickbait. You're not really doing clickbait, because we really discussed that's really where we're at.
Right.
You know, but the idea of this, like, what we're really getting into is the messiness of, and the important commitment we have to every song, every story, everything has a political background to it.
Mm-hmm.
And hard thing is, you know, is part of that process that we're committed to as, you know, educators really, really who not only believe in it, but take action towards, you know, a peaceful and socially just community for everybody, right?
Mm-hmm.
I know that sounds over romanticized, but I mean, it's democracy. It's a goal here, and when you're committed to that, and you have not, that has not been the case historically, and you just kind of move forward with the stuff that's always been there, you're mm-hmm. running the risk of, you know, taking yourself out at the knees or at the feet when you're having those efforts. So I think it's really, I admire that teachers are in that mess right now and talking to each other about it. I love Nancy's blog all the time, but I especially loved it this week because it is what so many, I mean, I started the show saying it's what so many teachers are talking about. Hey, mm-hmm. we're celebrating this moment. It's for so many different cultures an important time of year, right? And it's also mm-hmm. a difficult time. And mm-hmm. it's also a time where, you know, if we go to the depoliticize things a little bit and just into our ecological existence, it's a time of year where we're winding down a little bit.
Mm-hmm. And
a lot of us are wintering. You mm-hmm. know, we're in that hemisphere where it's like, whew, let's take a deep breath and let's be in sync with the things around us. It's darker more often right now than it's light.
Right.
And so these are times where our humanness, which is our natural being, is to slow down. So there is a lot happening in schools and classrooms. To not acknowledge that and not be in that mess would be a problem. And so I love hearing that teachers are talking about it. And, you know, we're making jokes about Jingle Bells or Frosty the Snowman or whatever it is, right? And but this is a generative conversation that's very real for teachers to be having.
You know, I'm thinking about this. Producer Anya just gave us a little time there. producer Anya, what do you think of this conversation about Jingle Bells? You've got a little bit more of another generational look. Is Jingle Bells offensive?
Well, sorry, excuse me. Well, I wasn't planning on talking, so I hadn't cleared my throat. You know, I'm sitting here thinking the phrase cancel and cancel culture, I think the problem is that we use that term to mean consequence a lot of the time. Like when someone says like, oh, this actor got canceled for being inappropriate. It's like, no, that actor had consequences for the decisions he's made. So in this context, it's like, well, you can't really give the song consequences. It's a song. It doesn't care. I think it is important. Yeah. We have to talk about minstrel shows. We have to talk about this history, but I think what we got to do is kind of like we're doing on the show tonight is talk about it. It's not put Jingle Bells in a crate and hide it away. It's like, well, that does nothing for the people who were affected by the cruelty of minstrel shows, which isn't that what we're talking about at that point? Something, are we actually helping the people this is about, or are we looking for things to be angry about? And that's not saying you guys are doing it, but to say that the idea of canceling, I think is like, it's not a thing. It's about having consequences, and this song doesn't care if you give it consequences. So we got to talk about the education part like we are.
There we are. And that's what we do every week. Busted Pencils. Yeah. You know, educated educators talking education. That's right. What we're doing all the time. You know, Johnny, though, we're thinking about that as music. And like I said, I do want to draw on the show ourselves, though, too, and saying, like, if you're paying attention over the years that you've been following Busted Pencils, the music that we use is very intentional. You know, it isn't just cool sounding tunes with a little bit of a punk rock edge. We're picking bands because of the intention, you know, Rise Against, Anti-Flag, their statements that they're making, you know, for democracy, pushing against the grain. If you listen to the words of some of the songs that we're playing, go deep. There's a meaning for picking the music that we use. Music is so powerful that it can do that. And then to recognize something, even the realization, something like Jingle Bells, where the potential of going like, really, we're going to get into a conversation about canceling Jingle Bells? No, Anya, we're not canceling Jingle Bells. But wow, what we really did with Jingle Bells tonight was expand it. We made it huge and deep, and we made it an opportunity to do more than just talk about how bad Batman smells and things like that. This, you know, it's deep. Who knew the history of the Civil War and a family? This was in the blog. People didn't even talk about this. The family of the composer. One, the father was in the Union Army. The son was in the Confederate Army. There it is, the Civil War splitting up families. Just like today, depending on what side, what's happening. Somebody pointed out, you know, this past Thanksgiving, I felt like sitting around my aunts and uncles. It was like in a civil war. So the reality is here, we can bring this, you know, we can bring this forward. Johnny Lupinacci, we, you know, got a minute or so left there.
I mean, yeah, we got time, and it's exciting, you know, to really break it down and to have those conversations, whether it's Christmas, holiday time or not. You know, it's really, I mean, we love music here. I mean, it's like Busted Pencils. We love the punk rock edge. And one of the things that, as my whole life has been a mainstay of punk is undeniably political. But ending on a note of all music is political. Every song and experience has a backstory and politics to it. So let's get into it.
That's it. More Busted Pencils next week.
Want more Busted Pencils? Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Busted Pencils, or log on to BustedPencils.com for blogs, podcasts, and more. Join us again next Tuesday for Busted Pencils on Devil Radio 92.7.
Oh,
Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM. Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM. This is The Shaw, WAUK. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Even Republican women, when they walk into that booth, that reversal of RVW is going to walk in with them, because that cuts to the very essence of what a woman is and what she can be and what she can decide. To speak in Wisconsin terminology, the reversal of Roe v. Wade is the right bower for Democrats. That's a Euchre reference.
That is spot on. You nailed it, John Roach, once again.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2.